Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 results conference call of Samvardhana Motherson International Limited and Motherson Sumi Wiring India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vivek Chaand Sehgal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to announce the results. I think you must have already got a copy. We did 16,911 crores of revenues in SAMIL, quarter four. The EBITDA is about 1,287 crores, and quarterly PAT is about 122 crores. Please take this under the circumstances of very tough quarter, rising costs everywhere, and yet the company has been able to mitigate the challenges. An amazing job has been done by the people in containing the costs and also getting price increases. One particular thing that you must note is that this is a work in progress kind of a quarter, because tremendous amount of costs almost on a weekly basis have gone up for some reason or the other, depending upon the geography that you're looking at. That, of course, is a big challenge for us, but also the segregation of two companies, the costs and the legal costs and all that kind of thing also have been written off in this quarter. Those are the one-time expenditures. It also tells you about the kind of opportunities that we are having. The more the headwinds, the more the opportunities to acquire companies. In the acquisition, because we do it along with the customer, we also get the opportunity to reset the pricing and things like that. I call it a work in progress kind of a year. A very challenging year. We've come back really hard, and we are confident that the coming quarters are gonna be better. I think you would have a lot of questions, so we'll go ahead with that. I think the MSWIL, which is Motherson Sumi Wiring India Limited, has also come up with very impressive quarter four results. That's because India is doing very well with revenues about 1,662 crores, which is up almost 14%. The EBITDA is up almost 21% quarter-on-quarter. I think we can easily say that India is kind of a shining point in the whole globe, along with the Americas and some other countries. Happy to answer your questions and give it back to you. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. An operator will take your name and announce your turn in the question queue. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Kapil Singh from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. My question is related to SMP and SMR margins. What we notice is that you called out on slide number 15, the impact that has come from high labor costs and high energy prices and inflationary costs. But the impact is much larger in case of SMP than in case of SMR. If you could give some more color as to how much is the energy cost that is there for SMP and SMR, and how much cost inflation we have seen. What are the kind of conversations we are having with customers in these unprecedented cost inflation time to pass on these costs? Because what I understand historically, you know, these things have not been passed.
Thanks, Kapil. You're right. It's more pronounced in SMP because SMP has more plants in Germany and the affected areas, while SMR is that much more in the non-affected areas. While I'm not going to get into it politically, whether it's correct or wrong, but Hungary continues to take precedence. They're continuing with their contracts while the whole EU is trying to get away from the Russian gas and things like that. So all those particular things are known to you. SMP has to bear the brunt of it more than SMR. But look, these are things that have been taken over by Vaaman. So Vaaman, can you please take this particular thing up and how you are trying to mitigate it?
Yes, sure. So I think, like Papa said, most of SMP's plants in the Europe region are quite focused on the German side. So that's why you are seeing more impact of the energy costs over there. And definitely these costs are being transparently shared with our customers, and we are asking them for support during these tough times, because these are all costs that are really out of our control, including not just the energy costs, but also the raw material and consequent raw material prices that, for example, they're getting from our suppliers, etc. So these are all being shared, and we're working out a good plan to work with the customers as to how these can be mitigated moving forward.
Vaaman, any indication or any thought you have on how much time it can take to pass this on? Do you think it can happen in a quarter, or it could take, you know, 6-9 months or a year for it to get fully passed on?
So there's no standard. Some customers have already got into these discussions where they are wanting to compensate. But again, there's a discussion going on from when it happens and how much of the burden is shared, etc. So I think all those kind of things are happening, and different customers are in different process, different times of this process, depending on how much information, etc. They're asking depending on their contracts, you know, their launches, because everything is contract specific. So, like I said, we are already engaged with all of them, speaking with them, and they're in different levels of how much information exchange is currently happening.
Okay, and second question I had on standalone.
Actually, Vaaman is leading it personally. That's how important this is for us. So it's being taken with all the top people going and sorting out the particular issues. Sorry, go back to your question, Kapil.
Okay, that's very important information. We look forward to the update on the same. The second question was on the standalone business for MSS. We have reported 1611 crores of revenue and 18.2% margin. I just wanted to understand what are the one-offs here? Are they both in top line as well as EBITDA, or just the EBITDA? So if you can just explain the adjustment and what is the underlying margin which we should work with on a normalized basis.
Go ahead, Kumar.
Hi, Kapil. Kapil, on the standalone side, as you reflect on the 18.2, it is partly on account of the improved performance of all the India businesses. As Mr. Sehgal was mentioning, India has been a shining spot, and all our businesses in India have seemed to have done better than the previous quarter. And the one-off that you're seeing, if you see the slide 13, it has a note talking about 65 crores of pre-tax income, which is one-off, which is in relation to the nine-month rental and management fees that MS Will has paid to SAMI for the nine-month period, which has been accrued in this quarter, as this is the first quarter which has given effect to the demerger. So on a normalized...
accounted for? Which line item?
If you see slide 13, the note on slide 13.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying, is it in revenues, it is in other operating income, where do we account for that 65 crores?
It is in operating income.
Okay, other operating income that we have seen, increasing to 122 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So the underlying margins, to understand the underlying margins here, we need to adjust the 65 crores. Is that the right way? From
at
both
an EBITDA level,
as well as,
that's right. At an EBITDA level, that is true. At a post-tax level, it is 48.9.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raghunandan NL from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity, and thank you for providing more details on Motherson Wiring. On Motherson Wiring, my first question on the EV wiring harness, can you give some color and update on how many customers does the company have and to which all segments it is supplying as of now? What has been the increase in content per vehicle in EVs versus ICE, if you can share? And also, is there a risk to this increase in content because of technologies like flex PCB?
So, you want to specify, you're talking about SAML or you're talking about MSW?
Motherson Wiring, sir. Motherson Wiring.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, just briefly, I mean, if you're talking only about India markets, we are doing both India and outside India. India market, as we had explained in the last calls also, we are doing all segments. We are doing two-wheelers.
We do
also passenger cars and wherever needed for the commercial vehicles as well, or the machines, etc. So that's what we do. And in terms of content, of course, the content in the EV side is much more depends on the vehicle. And as you know, the penetration at the moment in India is not so high. So, but we all know that it is there and it is going to grow over a period of time. So that's how it is.
So can you give any sense on how much could be the increase in the content in EVs versus ICE? And I mean, people are talking about technologies like flex PCBs, which might restrict the increase in content. Your thoughts on that?
So I think what is important for you to understand is that new technologies, because they cannot solve the kind of challenges that an automotive gives. Flex PCBs and all that thing makes a lot of sense when you talk about electronics. But in car, you don't have that kind of a need for flex and thing and all that. And the amperage, you're talking amperages at 100 amps, 200 amps. Flex PCBs won't work there. So think about it. But if you're talking the use of flex, yeah, sure, it'll go. But will it be replacing wiring harness? My experience of 47 years tells me that no, it won't. Because you need amperage and you need the conductors to carry that kind of current, not...
And you may be talking about some of the technologies which some companies or the companies which are doing very well on the electric side globally are tending to use. But then I think your question was related to India market, so it's not in use in India at the moment.
Thank you, sir. And any sense on that content per vehicle, sir? If possible, just a broad range?
Generally, what happens is that the vehicles continue to use the, let's say, low voltage cables, which continue. So if we take ballpark 70-75% or in some cases even more would be which continues in the vehicle, and that content goes up because the features are much more in a EV vehicle. The only thing which gets changed is the engine wiring harness, which doesn't, engine doesn't remain, and instead of that, the voltage and the motor related, all of the stuff comes in. So that depends on the content. I mean, if you take charging cables, charging connectors also into the whole system, vehicle by vehicle it varies, and then it can be even more than the overall low voltage. But I mean, how much is the value add? So there are a lot of things which go into the whole system, and that will be vehicle maker by vehicle maker in that sense. But so, you know, it's up to us
how do we want to take that into consideration?
And Pankaj sir, my second question was, would the company be able to sustain market share in India considering competition like Yazaki and Aptiv who are trying to gain share in a, you know, changing powertrain environment?
Yeah, you know, we have been there in India for a very long time. And as you know, all the players have been in India for a very long time. And your company has never focused on market share. And that's the reason why it is one of the most preferred suppliers to its customers. Because rather than focusing on market share and looking at what others are trying to do, we try to focus on creating value for them, jointly working together with them. So even when somebody tries to do price cutting or anything of that sort, we never worried about it. And we always continued. And that's how we have been a long-term partner with all our customers and continue to grow with them and remain a trusted player. And we believe we will continue to do so in the future.
Also, I think, you know, they are very respected names that he's taking, so we are not trying to beat them or they are trying to beat us. What do you think, I mean, why they have not been successful in eroding our market share, boss? If that's what you think, that, you know, we are fighting on pin to pin. There is a total amount of commitment in the components that we are supplying. There is a total support that's necessary for the sake. For them, the markets outside India are very big, big markets. So obviously, they have not really focused so much on the India side. So then you should think about the localization, the capability to set up components, the capability to set up special wiring. I can go on. I can tell you the amount of commitment that Sumitomo and Motherson have given. In fact, this whole particular segregation of the company has been done so that we can take care of the needs of India. So I don't subscribe to this that I have to compete with them. I have to keep competing with Motherson. If I can beat Motherson, then I'm sure I'm going to be in business. And we all can watch that happening.
Thank you, sir. Very helpful. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. First, couple of clarifications with respect to the console numbers which we have declared. So what is the difference between the SEBI reported number and PPT reported numbers which are on the last page? Maybe Kunal can throw some light on that.
Jinesh, the SEBI reported numbers are as per the accounting standard where you have continued and discontinued operations. So its reference is against continued operations for the prior period. For the current quarter, obviously, the merger has been given affected as well. So when you look at the other one, the pro forma one, that is where the merger and the demerger has been affected for all the four quarters. So it's for reference to draw like comparison. But the main presentation is against the SEBI reported numbers.
Okay, so for the fourth quarter, both the numbers should be same, I mean similar if not same.
From which quarter?
The current quarter, fourth quarter, which we have reported, the SEBI reported as well as our pro forma number should be same, right?
That is right. Other than there are one-off expenses, so the 65 crores that, you know, Kapil had just asked the question, the 65 crores should have, in the pro forma, would have been spread on all the four quarters.
Got it.
But in the SEBI reported one, it is accrued in the same quarter. So that's the difference between what you see at a pro forma level and here.
Got it. Secondly, a request on primarily, if you remember, you had shared broad business segment-wise revenue and EBITDA in our Motherson 2.0 PPT. So if you can share it ongoing basis, just a request on that.
We'll share that in due course as well. Going forward, that will be the new reporting construct that we will go from next quarter onwards.
Oh, great. That will be very useful. I have a few questions on the India wiring business numbers which you have reported. So just one clarification, the copper price increase, there is a reset every 6 months, right?
Every quarter. Now, the quarter need not be necessarily the calendar quarter. It could be any quarter, 3 months.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it. And usually, what would be copper as a percentage of our revenues there? Or percentage of RM cost, whatever is relevant?
It will vary between PassCar and commercial vehicle and motorcycle, maybe higher. But ballpark, you can take, depending upon the price, between 18%-22% of the raw material cost, something like that. But I will have to come back based on the current numbers, copper price of all that.
Okay. 18%-20% of the total cost. Got it. Total RM cost. Got it. And
Not the range, but it can vary depending upon the product mix, as I said.
Sure. Got it. Got it.
And
And
it will become more, even higher.
Sorry, for what it will become higher?
EV, it will become
Right,
higher.
Got it. Got it. And what is the import content in that business? Because I believe we have started sharing the JPY INR numbers. So we used to share earlier also, but so what is the import content in that business?
We will have the full annual report coming out soon, so you will have all the data there on the foreign exchange exposure and all that.
Got it. And one last question before I fall back in queue. So just a clarification on what Pankaj mentioned. We are present in two-wheelers, PVs and CVs. That is on electric side, or this is in general, and electric will be the presence will be different as of now?
The question was on electric. So of course we are there on the low voltage cables, but also on the electric.
Got it. Thanks. I'll call back in queue for more questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Joseph George from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I have a few questions on some of the numbers that were discussed sometime back, which is firstly the 65 crore payment to Motherson Sumi, rather SAMIL. So what I want to understand is this, as you mentioned, that this is pertaining to 3 quarters. So does it mean that going forward we should think of a quarterly run rate of say about 22 crores or thereabouts? I mean, it can move up or down, but is that a number that we should think of going forward?
Yeah, ballpark, that would be right. The number would obviously have variations to it, but yeah, ballpark, that should be.
Understood. And which line item of the SEBI reported format is this reflected in MSWI's results, just to understand the corresponding line items?
I'm Gaba this side. On the MSWIL side, and it is also tried to clarify on the footnote, that the management fee goes before EBITDA as an expenditure, as a other expenditure. And when we are talking about the rentals of the factory premises, which I have taken on lease from SAMIL, that will get accounted for under Ind AS 116 or whatever is the relevant standard, which means that the operating lease gets converted into interest and depreciation.
Understood. And so the last question that I had was, when I look at MSWI presentation, I'm looking at slide number 7, where I noticed that compared to the reported number, you've made an adjustment of 24 crores on EBITDA and 74 crores on the PBT line. Can you explain what is this 24 and 74 respectively?
24 is in respect of the management fee for the 9 months, previous 9 months, which has been booked as an expenditure in the last quarter, because as Kunal explained in another question, that in the last quarter, we have booked the entire management fee on both sides. And when we talk about PBT, the difference is on account of factory lease premises being accounted for interest and depreciation, amortization as per the standard.
Understood. And the last clarification that I need is, this adjustment has been made for the entire amount or two-thirds? Because one-third of the amount would be pertaining to the fourth quarter. So have you adjusted for the entire 9-month number or only for two-thirds?
No, we have adjusted 9 months prior period, and the current cost remains as part of the normal cost. So,
understood, sir.
Because this is the fourth quarter, not the third quarter.
Understood, understood. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh from Ambit. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Just needed one clarification. So, if it's possible, could you please share the gross block figure for both FY21 and FY22 in regards both the entities, SAML and MSWIL?
It will come out in due course as the annual reports are sent out as well.
I just need the gross block headline number. That's it. If it's a handy with you right now.
Unfortunately, not right now. So please just wait for the to come out.
I think we have to tell them that we have to keep two different public listed companies. So keep them separate. No? Anyway,
we can connect it offline. No problem.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amin Pirani from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good evening everyone. Thanks for the opportunity. So before that question, I had a clarification. So when I look at 9 months MSWIL and full year MSWIL for FY22, for revenue and raw materials, these are like to like, right? There is no adjustment that I need to look at.
That is correct.
If I look at full year to, or rather 9 months to full year, your gross margin is broadly, you know, flattish at a time when obviously raw materials have gone up quite a lot. So is it because you have been able to get the correction from customers at a faster rate, or have you done any specific cost cutting, some efficiencies at your end? If you can help us understand, because actually this is a very flat gross margin is a very good outcome in such an environment.
Yeah, I think, you are absolutely right. Our teams are working very hard, and you have to give due credit to them, because there have been all adverse situations, both not just on the raw material prices, but as well on the shipping cost or freight cost or the transport cost. So people have found the ways so that these costs can be contained.
Okay. And going forward, obviously, you know, this year's production growth should be higher. What is the kind of commodity cost pressure that you are seeing going forward, and, you know, broadly, should we expect margins to move higher from here into the next year?
Sir, first of all, we don't give guidance for the short term, neither on the EBITDA margin. So, I will get unnecessarily trapped into some questions. And what is important is for us to work in partnership with the customers, as we have said, that the environment still remains volatile. There are supply chain challenges which the OEMs have. We also have sometimes from the component suppliers. So we continue to do our best and work with customers as well as with the suppliers so that we perform in the given circumstances. And I'm sure the teams will continue to perform better.
Sure, sir. Thanks for that. I'll come back in a few.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arvind Sharma from Citi. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, just two questions. One on the other income on the standalone side seems to be very high. So what's the reason for that?
That is largely on account of the dividends that we have received during the year.
A bulk of it, would it, because even on an annual basis, high, would it also be a bulk of it coming from MSWIL?
No, it does not come from MSWIL. No. I'm presuming you're referring to 711. And on slide 13, you could also see in quarter 4, we have received 264.
Right.
I you have MSWIL balance sheet and P&L account, there is no outflow of dividend. So the dividend is proposed, which will be paid in the financial year 22-23 to all the shareholders, including public shareholders.
Right, sir. So that is why, just wanted, if you could, because standalone other income is almost 384 crores. On an annual basis, it's up, it's almost 711 crores plus 110 crores. Just want to understand what is the thing contributed to this sudden increase in other income.
That's because several companies have just been merged, no? So that's why they're coming, isn't it?
And 264 crores is the dividend income received in quarter four itself, out of the 383 that you're referring to.
Alright, thank you so much, sir. Second question, sir, on SMR PVB. You alluded to margin pressures due to escalating costs. Any idea by when could margins kind of go back to the levels we've seen earlier? As in terms of cost, when do you think, I know it's difficult to fathom right now, but when do you think cost could...
Thank you so much for being so appreciative that it's difficult to fathom, but still you want an answer from us, so we'll give it to you. I hope yesterday. But look, we have to work together with the customer, make them understand the whole thing, and then do it. So we can't do it with a breakneck kind of this thing over there. We have to be cognizant of the fact that everybody is facing a challenge. So definitely we want that the ROAS and everything comes back to normal. We also want our life back to normal. And we don't want monkeypox to monkey around with our future coming up. So look, wishes are horses, even beggars would ride. But yeah, we are all trying to work under the difficult circumstances. So very difficult to give a clear answer to you. But I'm appreciative that you understand that.
Sure. Thank you so much. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. So, a few questions on medicine wiring. Sir, in the revenue qualification, there's another item, others in revenue. So, which segment does it cater, sir? Hello?
Gaba, can you give that?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Yeah, so in the medicine wiring, there's an item, others in revenue breakup. So which segment does it cater, sir?
Yeah, this could be to any of the segments which are otherwise described, because this is more to the tier 2 as well as components to the industry. So some part could relate to PESCA, some part to commercial vehicle, or those.
Right, sir. So globally, Sumitomo has a strong presence in industrial wiring business. So over the medium term, can Madison also diversify into industrial wiring business or any other segment, sir?
Sorry, I didn't get you. Diversify to what?
Industrial wiring business, sir.
Industrial wiring.
Yeah.
Industrial wiring. What do you classify as industrial wiring harness?
To a non-automotive segment like aerospace, railways.
Sir, now you want to know my strategy, but I can try and help you out there also. Please wait till November this year. We will come up with our 2.5 or half-yearly report on our industrial different segments. So you'll have to wait for that. I can't take their thunder away from you, you know. So please wait for another 6 months, and we will have the half-yearly, five-year meeting. Half-year waypoint report. Then you will understand where all we are getting into.
Sure, sir. So the company is a leader in the wiring harness PV segment and the second largest in two-wheeler segment. Was it possible to share, indicate market share in the other segments like PVs, CVs and two-wheelers, sir?
We don't believe in market share, but all I can tell you is that if we are in it, we are in it, then we go for it. We don't wait for, you know, percentages. But we don't guide normally in this. I do not know why you want to know what's our share, market share. We don't believe in market share.
just in other segments where a company has presence?
I mean, why do you want to know that? How does it help you?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry, we normally don't give it, so I'm wondering why you want it.
No problem, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
No worries. You can always ask.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vimal Gohil from Union AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my question is on the wiring business India. If I were to look at the performance, clearly you've outperformed the industry by a very healthy margin. Just wanted to understand the contours of the same. If you can just probably help us, how much has come from the content increase, how much has come from pricing increase. Clearly, because the margins also show that you've taken healthy pricing increases. So if you can just help us maybe break that up or understand your revenue performance better. I have one more question on margins.
I'm afraid we don't have such kind of working, nor we try to do that, because that will be something which will divert our attention to something which is more important from the more important work. So as we said, our teams are very focused. We work very closely at our plants. We focus on our plants, our work, and ensure that we meet the customer expectations, reduce the wastages, eliminate wastages. So this is all about the focus. And to get what price increase, volume, it's not comparable because the vehicles which are sold in this quarter would be entirely different than in the previous quarter or those things. It will be not giving us any result. It is better to focus on today and tomorrow how we can further improve our performance. I'm sorry, I don't have an answer to your analysis, but this is how we have been performing, and historically we have been presenting the data, which you can see we would have
done. Can I support you with one line? We also don't have so many people bisecting and dissecting and all these particular things happening, and that's how we save money. And we focus on people who add positively to the production, the quality, and these kind of things. So we are not a research organization. We are a production company. We focus on what delivers value onto the bottom line. So I hope that could also help you.
I understand that, sir. It's just that in a declining environment, your company has grown quite well. So I was just trying to understand better on that. But I completely understand your
crisis. We never waste a crisis. We always come out stronger. You should have seen the last year's first quarter result. We almost had tears in our eyes. But then the next quarter, we came back very strong. And that's exactly what we do. We don't waste a crisis. We use that to our advantage. But not doing just, Shokia, let's compare this also, let's compare that also. Our people are very focused. They know exactly what to focus on. And that's probably the reason why, with God's grace, Motherson's results are that much better.
Great. So just one question on margin.
Don't guide on margin.
Sorry.
You don't guide
on margin. No, I'm not asking for guidance. Just wanted to understand your nature of your employee cost. Given the fact that, this is a slightly more labor-intensive business as compared to some of the other parts. Would your employee cost remain fixed for a certain amount of time before you probably expand capacity? How should we understand your employee cost growth going forward?
Let me tell you, almost about 65-70% of our workforce is ladies. Luckily, the ladies get married and then they move around. So that's probably one advantage point that we have. Maybe that helps you to understand our margin and sustainability of margin. Does it help you?
Right. Got it, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ronak Sarda from Systematix. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. First question is on the consolidated leverage. I mean, we have called out, you know, 2,000 crore odd crores of working capital impact, and on the leverage. So how should we look at this number over the next, let's say, one year? So OCF minus CapEx, and plus any recovery on the working capital side, how should this, you know, number trend over the next one or two years?
Ronak, the 2,000 crore of working capital that we called out was largely to highlight the fact that, given the supply chain disruptions that we are seeing across the globe, we are required to keep a much higher level of inventory. We're also required to have multiple supplier bases in place just to make sure our supply chain is there to service the customers. So that's why the working capital has got expanded. Now, going forward, and the hope is as things normalize, this will also normalize, and hence these should get released. And at the same time, you know, with, you know, better realizations, and better, you know, pass-through of some of the inflationary costs to our customers, hopefully, you know, the improved performance would also mean that there is improved cash flow, and that in turn would imply that the debt figure should be looking down going forward. In general, you know, there is no major CapExes that we have in play. There's no major greenfield, et cetera. Our current order book, our current capital assets are sufficient to meet the requirements of the current order book. And hence, in general, subject to market conditions, we should still be on a deleveraging path. And obviously subject to any new acquisitions that come into play.
Of course, of course. And that's good to hear. Couple of questions on the Motherson's wiring part. Sir, if you can just help us understand, you know, on the yen exchange rate. So are we already seeing benefits of the yen depreciation or these are also, you know, on a 3- to 6-month contract? How does this, you know, impact our financials?
Sir, Gaba this side. As far as copper and Japanese yen is concerned, that is a pass-through for us.
Okay.
With a lag or whatever, those terms are.
Okay, got it. Got it. And sir, any indication, I mean, MSWIL will continue to generate a very strong free cash flow. So how do we intend to, you know, deploy this cash, given we have a pretty long-term agreement with SAMIL on the component supply? So how do we, you know, intend to deploy this capital employed cash to keep generating 40% plus ROCE?
Return back to the shareholders, please. Thank you. We need it.
Perfect. Thanks. Sure. And a couple of
Ronak, that is one part, but the whole purpose of reorganization, Chansa, just to add there, has been that we want to, that Sumitomo wants to focus on the domestic wiring harness business, because the domestic industry is also undergoing a change. So you will see that the, with the requirement coming from the customers, we would be making necessary investment so that we go ahead of the time to service our customers, as has been the past track record. And as Mr. Sehgal said.
Thanks, Gaba, you're right. But I was just trying to have fun because of this question, you know, that they will have cash, so why not? I said, look after the shareholder also. We look after everybody, so why not you look after the shareholders also? But yeah, I think to answer the question of the other gentleman who was trying to find out about our competitive landscape, probably Motherson Sumi Wiring Systems will invest tremendous amount of money in the electrification needs, if there are any, but also for the hydrogen cars, for the different wonderful cars that everybody wants to be seen made in India. Probably Motherson would be the one company which would be taking care of all the needs. So definitely, that's the logic, if you agree with it.
Of course, sir. What I understand, I mean, when it's electrification, hydrogen car, I mean, where specific would these investments go? I mean.
To make the wires, to make the. You see, the wire will not be the normal wire. The components will not be the normal components. You need to make special investments in new technologies, new products, new materials, because you can't use normal things for this particular thing. You can't charge it on a home charger. You need a special charger because the needs are very different. So that's more technological play, but definitely we have it, and we also are very capable to get more from Sumitomo.
So for the ICE vehicles where a lot of child parts and components come from Tamil, for EVs and hydrogen, MSWL will self-invest in those components. Is that the way to understand?
Sure, why not? That also. And if there is any need for them to have more help, then mother company is always Tamil is there.
Sure, okay. A couple of clarifications from Kunal. So on slide 13, Tamil standalone EBITDA for quarter four, which you have highlighted as 293 crores. If I look at the SEBI format, it's much lower at 215 or 216 odd crores. How do we go from that number to 293? If you can just help us with that.
So you're referring to standalone, right?
Tamil standalone, yeah.
So where are you picking it up from, the SEBI standalone numbers?
So SEBI standalone numbers comes to around 216 crores if I do revenue minus raw material, employee and other expenses.
But there is a dividend income of 264, which is excluded as highlighted, which is not part of the EBITDA.
Right.
And then there is an interest income also, which we do not consider as part of EBITDA, so that also needs to get excluded.
The final clarification, the erstwhile Tamil entities, right, the one which we highlight on a consolidated basis or the proportionate basis, those won't be part of the Tamil standalone. They will still be as separate entities, right? Or at some point in time, do we intend to merge all of these companies as well?
So what business used to exist in the erstwhile SAML standalone is now part of SAML standalone. There are businesses which are 100% subsidiaries as well, which remain out. There are joint ventures which also are separate legal entities, and hence they remain out.
Okay, got it. Perfect. Thank you. Thanks a lot for the conversation.
Thanks.
Thanks for bringing up that, because we have now simplified it. It's either this or it's that, or there's nothing. So the segregation has been completed.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Kale from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question and good evening to the team. So my first question is regarding the MSWL, on the wiring harness side. You did mention that you are committed to investing in India, and you've seen that your competitors maybe in the current EV wiring harness, maybe the high voltage wires, a lot of components would be imported. So how different are we versus the competition in terms of our localization content for the high voltage wires? We understand the connectors are one of the major components over there, and would we be producing it in India, and hence our cost structures would be much better than competition? And would it require a different kind of homologation from the OEM since these
let me just help you out here. The customer is going to decide based on the economics. Think about it. If you go and blindly go and copy the components and start making it here, I think it's a big mistake. At the end of the day, you need the volume. Otherwise, you're better off importing it. So, the tools by itself can cost you crores of rupees. So it has to be a make or buy decision that we have to do. And that's the reason why at this moment we are not really going for this, because the volume for cars is very small. the other gentleman was also asking about electric cars and things like that. How many cars are being produced in India of electric vehicles? So I think, you know, we just lose our balance and just want to go from like a pendulum from left to right or from right to left. But there is make or buy kind of a thing which is there. So these particular things will be answered maybe another 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And that's the reason why Sumitomo-san and Madhusan together thought that it's better to segregate that and set up special plants depending upon what the need is. So we really don't know what is going to be the real numbers that we are talking about. So, but if you have any of those numbers and all that, we'd be very grateful if you can give it to us here.
Sure. Sir, my next question is regarding the SMP business. You know, we kind of not segregating the startup costs, etc., because now it's a part of normal operations. But just an indication, how would we be in the journey of margin improvement for the Tuscaloosa as well as Kecskemét plant? Are they operating at optimal capacity utilizations? Are we closer for those plants? Are we the margins kind of have trended towards the company average margins, or they are still at the break-even level? If you could just throw some directional light, I understand you might not be able to give exact numbers since now it's a part of normal operations.
Vaman and Char, can you take this up, please?
Sure. Char can offer more details on that. But we classify them as normal plants now, so we do not see them as startup plants anymore. But Char, please guide on how much more we can do with these plants.
Absolutely, yes. In regards to SMP Tuscaloosa in Alabama, our operations in the United States, this is predominantly serving Daimler vehicles and SUVs that are producing here. And as we know, this is extremely well-selling product line, and our performance is very satisfactory in regards to the top line and the bottom line in this facility. All past growing pains of Greenfield are long behind us. I think we are improving continually our performance, operational performance and efficiency. This is a good operating plant. In regards to Kecskemét, again, a very similar situation in Hungary. That facility is supplying, again, premium vehicles for Daimler and Audi. And again, very different story than it was 2 years ago. Well-operating organization and performing, I would say, above the average for S&P. In regards to the financial indicators. And of course, we are facing in both locations some pressures from inflation, but we are countermeasuring that with effective negotiations with customer on price. I hope that addresses your question. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks and all the best. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have a question on SMRPV and PKC first. Sir, just wanted to understand that the raw material or the cost contracts that we have are generally annualized in nature. And because obviously with excessive movement, we may have pre-negotiations with the customer, right? That is the nature of contract in SMRPV and PKC.
I don't know where you're taking this up from, but look, if the pressures are unprecedented, then definitely whatever we have to do, we have to do. But again, I would let Vaman answer this particular question because you are talking about SMRP, BB, SMP, and you're talking about PKC. So PKC, great Pankaj will take care of that, and Vaman will take care of SMP.
On PKC, generally our, like, most of the contracts for copper would be six monthly or quarterly. Similarly for some of the countries where there are currency risks, so the same is for the currencies as well.
Okay. For S&P?
Raman?
Are you talking about the raw materials passed through to the customers?
Yeah.
No, in S&P, again, there is no pass on to the customers in the contracts. It all has to be discussed with them. Usually, in the contracts, we do take some margin of movement of these, but if it's beyond a certain limit, which is happening with the volatile movement of raw materials, it's a discussion to be had with the customer. Like we have already said on the call, we're already having those talks with the customers and figuring out a way that we can, you know, minimize this noise that comes from this high volatility.
When you say contracts, you're referring to the life of the contract or on an annual basis you again have a discussion?
Yeah, it's on the annual basis.
It's on annual basis. I presume that we would have kind of in process of concluding some of them. Sequentially, the margin pressure should start subsiding. That is the right way of looking at it. As you conclude your discussions, the sequential pressure will start subsiding.
Yes, absolutely. If the customers are going to give us that support, then yes, it definitely will be better as we move forward.
Yeah. Secondly, recently VW CEO made a comment on easing of chip supply and ramping up their production at a faster pace. Is that kind of indication has flown to you also as a key supplier? Directionally, is it possible to indicate what kind of ramp up they're indicating? I know you can't share with me.
That's a customer comment, but in many interviews for the last 6 months, I've been saying that the chip situation is improving on a daily basis virtually. By September end, according to me, by September end, it would have eased considerably. If not because of the war situation or whatever the other things that are there, maybe December might be showing you a betterment of the IC situation. Please don't ask us to comment on what the customer is saying and customer is telling us. We can't tell you that.
Fair point, sir. Fair point. Sir, just one question for.
The customer doesn't, he doesn't tell us, he actually increases the order. We know that he's solving the problem, and we are grateful for that.
I was just trying to understand what is the pace of increase that they are doing. I was trying to referring to that only. That has to be.
Chirag, that's a very good point that you're trying to raise. Actually, people are thinking that the world is doing nothing. Please believe me, even plants which had been given up as bad have been restarted. A lot of things are happening, but the people are not talking about which plant, what is happening and all that, because the competitor gets that information, then it becomes that much more tougher. For obvious business reasons, they don't talk about it much. Believe me, we are seeing it every day, every month, there is an improvement. As much as what the world needs is not there, that's for sure.
Sir, just one clarification from Pankaj sir. Sir, if I look at PKC number, if I look at PKC results, our revenue on YoY basis is slightly higher than what it was last year same time. Margins are on the lower side. Is it largely because of costs or it has to do with the industry dynamics in terms of demand being on the demand side?
As you know, Chirag, that there have been high inflationary pressures. There have been huge increases in the RM costs as well as people-related costs. That has been the impact of that. Also, there have been erratic production due to the shortage of materials. While the capacities were there, it's still not 100% of the production could take place. It's a combination of all these.
Is he asking about Europe or America? What is it?
It's an overall.
Overall.
So it is a combination because.
I think you should give the example of Mexico, no? Where the minimum cost has gone up
by 22%.
22%.
So there are many.
There have been unprecedented increases in Europe also, double-digit increases in minimum wages in most of the countries, and in Mexico has been very, very high. So this is all compounded, and you know, wiring harness is a people-related business, so it's
No, this is helpful. This is really helpful, this. Thank you very much.
But
all the best.
Also, these are all being mitigated. The customer is also facing the same problem. Customer is not that he is sitting pretty and he has his own workforce and he has to pay them nothing. I mean, here the minimum wage has gone 22% in Mexico. So even the car makers are affected. So there's no way that they can run away from it. So it's a general increase that's going to be there. Inflation is at the highest everywhere. And that's also because a lot of money has been given globally as, you know, in the COVID times to help the people and all that. So a lot of reasons. You can't really pinpoint and say this is the reason why that has happened or something.
No, this is very helpful, sir. This is very helpful. Thank you and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vivek Chaand Sehgal for closing comments.
Well, thank you all very much. I think what is important is to understand, according to me, this is a work in progress quarter. You will see the effects, the positive effects of this coming in the next quarter and then quarter after that. And it will be going on for some time to come. I think it needs about, well, at least 6 months to a year to really settle down. But till that time, it's a challenging environment. But in Motherson, we always say when a challenging environment is there, that many more acquisition opportunities are there. So I hope all the wonderful companies that you admire are also falling in Motherson's lap. So with those wishes, wish you all a very happy weekend coming up after tomorrow. And all the best. Stay safe, stay healthy.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Samvardhana Motherson International Limited and Motherson Sumi Wiring India Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.